Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. You can download this free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Marcelo Calucci, and he is an entrepreneur and tech and product leader, innovator, and author of the PRFAQ framework. He worked at Amazon, Microsoft, and founded many startups in the US and in Europe. Marcelo, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Thank you for having me, Josh. I don't know if most people wouldn't have thought about it, but the key to get things done is to get started and be consistent.
One of the most important steps you can take is the first one.
Yeah, a lot of people spend a lot of time thinking and overanalyzing instead of just like taking that first step and then like keep going one step at a time.
You know, it's interesting about your bio. I was reading it. It says you founded many startups. You know, a lot of us have probably come up with a lot of good ideas for many startups, but we didn't actually do anything with them. So what would you say is your secret for actually taking these ideas, because everybody's got ideas, and turning them into action?
I think the key is to really have this empathy for the customer and feel their pain. You know, when you like understand that there is a problem that is not being addressed in the world, and you have the tools or the means or the motivation to help it alleviate, you feel the urge to go and do it. You know, a lot of people don't get started on their startups or abandon too quickly because they just have a solution that no one really cares, right? Like there was no problem behind it. So there was like not that pull coming from customers telling you, please help me with that. So it leads to abandonment.
So give me an example of, you know, you've got this army of different companies that you started. Can you give me an example of a product, a problem that you found in the audience, and you said, okay, I've got to solve this problem? Kind of walk us through your process.
Yeah, I can talk about any of my startups, right? So let's talk about my first startup, actually, more than 20 years ago. You know, the problem that I identify is like, this was the early 2000s. Lots of people wanted to have websites for their small business or a family website or to share photos. This was before social media. And, you know, like unless you understood HTML and CSS and JavaScript and backend, like you couldn't build a website back then. So I was like, you know what? There should be a tool out there. It's like a website to help people build websites. And now today you have like Squarespace and Wix and like Webflow, all of these tools, but that didn't exist back then. So my first startup was like, let me solve that problem. You know, like people keep asking me to build websites for them. I'm gonna help them build the websites by themselves.
Nice. Yeah. And then it's what's interesting about that is we always kind of think back like, you know, this isn't going to last forever. You know, eventually somebody's going to come up with something better. But in that moment, in that time, that was the best solution because there wasn't another one. And was there a time where I would imagine either, you know, that business got acquired or it just stopped being useful and you would just move on to the next thing at that point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think it is important to balance like how much you invest into an opportunity versus when you know how to quit. And it's really hard. It's not easy decision, right? Because if you're like, oh, I can persist if I just spend another 6 months on this, it might work. Good entrepreneurs, good founders, they quit all the time, right? And it's not quitting the way we think about quitting. It's like you realize that you're in a dead end. So you need to take a few steps back and say, like, should we take another road, right? And maybe it's the same organization that it pivots into a new product or a new problem that they're gonna address, or you're like, this organization is done, let's shut it down and let's move on to the next thing.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, the most successful entrepreneurs quit all the time.
That's right.
Yeah, excellent. And so I want to talk about there's something that you like to say that really captures my attention. And so I want to really dig into this. And one thing that's important to you is making sure people understand that PowerPoint and Google Slides is actually making us dumber. And I'm literally right in the middle of building a slide presentation for a live talk I'm doing, and I'm like, oh, you just hit me between the eyes. And so I don't want to make people dumb. So first of all, why does PowerPoint make people dumb?
Yeah, so it's not me that's saying that. I'm just like observing and aggregating the information that many people have said over the last 20 years, right? So there was lots of problem with PowerPoint that leads to shallow thinking. That's the biggest problem that you have because you're writing bullet points and you don't have to fill the gaps with information between these bullet points or between the slides. So it's very easy for you to not look deeply into the problem that you're solving and just assume that the audience or whoever you're presenting and even yourself is going to understand what you mean by that. But once you go one level deep below those bullet points and try to understand, you go like, oh, wait a second, this might not work the way we thought it would work. So the substitute for that is writing, really. And that's what my book is about. Like you write what you want to do, you write your strategy, you write your vision, and that writing helps you think. So writing is a very powerful thinking tool. And then later you can convert to PowerPoint, but you did the thinking already.
So it's not necessarily the PowerPoint itself that's making us dumber. It's the process of it's skipping the most vital process of that critical thinking.
Yes, and PowerPoint is a shortcut, right? Like it's so easy to create one. You can create some slides in like an hour and you have 10 slides that feel right, but it's very hand wavy. And people on the other end, they notice that. They feel like the credibility is not there, the data is not there, the connection tissue is not there, right? So like when you thought deeply about something and then you create slides about it, people notice the difference as well, right? Because they can ask you questions and you're not thrown off trying to make up on the fly.
Yeah, sorry. That wasn't in one of my bullets, so I don't have the answer.
Yeah, or you say like, oh, it's on slide 8, let's go there, or like hold on a second and like create all
Let me
this
wave
weird
my hands some
dynamic.
more. It's very hand wavy. I love that. You're like just chock full of all these amazing quotes. So.
Yeah. And the other thing I would say as well is PowerPoint is not great, or presentations in general are not great for the listener, right? Because it's a very passive system. Like you're there like receiving this information, you don't know if you should interrupt, when you should interrupt, when you should ask questions, like you don't want to disrupt the flow, and you might find it too slow because you already know a lot of what is being said, or you're finding it too fast because like you miss point number 3 on the second slide and now you're completely lost, right? The difference is when you're reading something, which is I talk about in the book, you can pause. You can go and do some research and or you can accelerate the reading, right? Because you already understood that part. So you're in control of the pace. While receiving, a presentation, you're not in control of the pace.
So tell us about PRFAQ. As a bunch of letters that are hard to say together. So
Yes.
what is it? What's the meaning behind it?
So PRFAQ stands for Press Release and Frequently Asked Questions. And it's a framework invented by Amazon 20 years ago to discuss strategy and vision. And despite the fact that it has PR in the name, it's not a marketing component. It's not a marketing artifact. It's really a decision-making artifact for innovation. So at Amazon, every kind of innovation, a new product, a new business, a new process, a new policy, is backed by a PRFAQ. And the PRFAQ really is a press release about the future. What state do we want to have in the future? It's very aspirational. So then you work backwards from that press release to how you're going to define the strategy to get there.
Nice. See that. And so let's talk about some so this was invented by Amazon. Can you point to some specific applications of this process?
Yeah, every product at Amazon was backed by a PR feature. Like, so if you think about Alexa, is a great example. You know, there was a PR feature for Alexa. It talks about what you're going to be able to do with Alexa, and the vision of the product and the pricing and all those elements, so that then the team can contribute and collaborate on, like, hey, how can we bring this to life? Right? How can we make this a reality? And that's a document that is used, as a centerpiece for the discussion, right? It's not a plan per se. It's just like a vision and strategy.
Okay, makes sense. And so at what point do we employ this? So, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm starting new ideas, new offers all the time. At what point do I start deploying a PR FAQ?
Yeah, this is a great question, Josh, because I'm doing one right now, right? I have an idea for a new business, and I'm writing a PR FAQ for myself, and I'm probably going to share with a few folks, like investors and some friends, to get feedback about this new project that I want to do. And usually it takes a week or two to go through this process and this motion. And then what you do is you get the feedback of, like, this doesn't sound viable, or like, this is not feasible, this is not interesting, this doesn't sound valuable, or the problem was not as big as you thought it was. So it can be anything really that you want to start. It could be a new podcast, it could be a new website, it could be a new service, or a new vision for a startup, really. And you invest some amount of time on it just to make sure that the most obvious risks and obvious mistakes have been identified. You never know if something is going to be successful or not, but, like, before you jump, you might want to know what the distance is how deep is the hole that you're jumping over, right?
Yeah, at least the general idea. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
you might still miss the jump, but at least you
At least
went
you know
with
how
open
bad it's gonna
eyes.
hurt.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, and so where can we go to learn more about this formula and about you and who's a good candidate to really connect with you?
Yeah, the best place is the book website. It has a ton of information there. It's www.theprfaq.com. Or if you go to Google and search for PRFAQ book, you're going to find the book website as well. I have resources, examples, templates, lots of interesting articles, and you can buy the book as well.
Very good. And so, hey, well, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Marcelo Calbucci, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets things done. For those of you who want to read more about the PRFAQ method, you can go to theprfaq.com and you can pick up the PRFAQ framework as well. Hey, if you're out there on your morning commute or you're in the gym or you're just roaming around in the field somewhere, snap a selfie, tag us. At JT, literally. Let me know what you do in your do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, you can download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Let's get to work.